Well, hello and welcome to what is probably the penultimate opening bell from the MGM Grand here in Las Vegas, and so far it's been an exceptional week and it just keeps getting better, doesn't it, John?
It does. Pretty spectacular day today.
It really was. The weigh-in beforehand, we were hearing stories that tickets, face value for tickets, and normally it should be added that the weigh-in is open free to the public. The money from the £10 face value has gone to charity, I believe, or is going to charity. But some of these tickets were changing hands for $600.
That's what we heard, yeah.
And I've always been pretty underwhelmed by a weigh-in, I've got to be honest. And I was thinking, whoever is paying $600 for a ticket to a weigh-in has obviously never been to a weigh-in before. But it exceeded expectations and then some, didn't it? Okay, yeah. Nothing really excited happened, but that sense of occasion in the air was absolutely intoxicating. You talk us through your experience and then I'll say how I felt.
I'm not sure it was $600 worth of entertainment, but it was no ordinary weigh-in. My first experience was the sort of desperate scramble to try and get inside. Normally, in the rarefied air of boxing journalists, we sort of have our own entrance to weigh-ins and this kind of stuff. This time we were issued with tickets, print media were, and to get through the door we were going through to get into the arena, at the time I was going in, which was maybe an hour beforehand, there were a real huge number of people trying to squeeze through not nearly big enough doors. It was pretty mad trying to get in. Once I was finally through, I could breathe a sigh of relief and sort of try and take in the show, and it was a show that they put on. It was, when have you ever seen over 11,000 people filling the arena that the fight's going to be in just for a weigh-in?
It's crazy. You mentioned, I mean, I have heard one or two people express concern about the situation with getting into the arena. MGM Grand has had a few issues in recent fights with people charging the media centre and what have you. You would think that they will have gone to every length to avoid any problems, but do you foresee that there could be some kind of problem tomorrow with a fight of this magnitude and the amount of people that want tickets that haven't got tickets, etc., etc.?
I do, yeah. Yeah, I don't think a sporting event of this scale in a casino obviously makes financial sense, but moving this number of people around is difficult, and it certainly seemed hard for people to get in today, and that was just the weigh-in. Like, so fight night is going to be late, people are going to be drunk or drinking, and there is going to be that sort of fevered atmosphere you get in boxing. So I'm not saying I've got a sense of impending doom, but there are things that, you know, to be aware of. It's going to be one way or another, it's going to be a crazy night, and let's hope it's just, you know, no one gets hurt, basically.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, I suspect people will be. It's not really when people will be going in, because people will be filtering at different times. It's always when people are leaving at the same time, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you know, they perhaps want to get a glimpse of the guys they've just watched fighting, and yeah. So I think we're right to be concerned, but I think we should also presume that they've gone to every length to make it a fairly smooth a process as they can.
Yeah.
But I mean my experience today came so unexpectedly. I mean, I was kind of joking with the Guardian's Kevin Mitchell as we walked in about, as I said, the people that had paid so much money for it. And I sat there, and when the fighters came out, I almost burst into tears. I was that excited. Like, quite genuinely, waves of emotion that I've never experienced before came over me when I saw these two guys that I've been so desperate to see fight on the stage like that, in battle mode almost. Well, I say battle mode, Pacquiao was something else, wasn't it?
He was in celebration mode. He was just so happy to be there. Yeah, their entrances were awesome. As they sort of process the ring through these like thousands of fans, Pacquiao just already had his hands in the air, Mayweather must be so annoyed with that, because very interestingly, you see loads of people walking around the MGM in Money Team t-shirts, you know, TBE hats, that kind of stuff, but all the cheers, or the vast majority of the louder cheers, were for Pacquiao, and there were boos for Mayweather.
Although I was expecting Pacquiao to be the more popular, he's certainly been portrayed as the hero of this piece, and Mayweather the villain. And Mayweather generally kind of accepts that role, one senses, but today it really seemed to grate him more than I've seen before.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I think from this fight, I guess because it's one of his last ones, because this is a defining moment, maybe I don't think he likes being the villain anymore. And we've noticed all through the week, you know, at his grand arrival, maybe they were instructed what questions to ask him, the sort of announcer person. But it was about giving back, mentioning his kids as a family man, that kind of stuff. He hasn't been trash talking Pacquiao. He hasn't been laying into him. He's been, he hasn't exactly been gushing with compliments, but he hasn't been anywhere near as rude about him as he has been before. They, you know, at any moment before they signed to fight. You know, I think he's tired of being the bad guy. But he's always going. That's clearly how the crowd at the moment perceives him. That's how the sort of boxing public perceives him at the moment.
It's interesting how maybe even our perceptions have changed. I remember, I'm not sure what night it was when we sat and did one of the earlier podcasts of the week, and I think it was probably on Wednesday after we'd witnessed the press conference, and we were saying that, you know, it's almost as if they quite like each other now. But there is certainly, Pacquiao seems absolutely oblivious to any of it, yeah. But there seems to be that needle we wanted is certainly there on Mayweather's side. I saw Pacquiao today, because he's just a ball of excitement, and he's put his t-shirt on, and he's kind of pointing to the messages of God on his t-shirt. The crowd are cheering, then he turns around and he points to another message on his back, crowd cheers again. Then the camera switched and we saw Mayweather's reaction. He was leaning over getting something out of his bag or something, and he was just glaring at Pacquiao, and he's probably sick of this, because all the way through, even not just through the last week or just through the last month or this last 6 weeks when the fight's been announced, throughout the last 5 years, Mayweather has always been the villain to Pacquiao's hero. And you saw it in the press conference the other day when Bob Arum is saying more human beings should be like, if every human being was like Manny Pacquiao, the world would be a better place. I mean, and let's be honest, Pacquiao hasn't been an angel throughout his life. There's famous tales about him drinking and what have you, and womanizing and everything else. And fair enough, he turned his life around. And he, you know, he found God, and he certainly changed his ways and what have you. But you can certainly understand why this whole situation is really, really grating on Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah, always. I think Mayweather's hardly a moral exemplar, is he? Maybe an exemplar.
No, of course not. But they're not quite the polar opposites that.
Well, Mayweather
we've been led to believe.
Mayweather did say in one of the conferences earlier this week, this fight isn't about good and evil, but that's kind of how it's perceived.
Yeah.
And I think he's on the side that now he doesn't want to be, but, and just in, you know, in the stare down, I know you can't read too much into them, but Mayweather looked very focused, very cold,
yeah,
angry and determined, and Pacquiao looked slightly more, more uncomfortable, you know, under his gaze now, and apparently he said thank you to him. What does that mean?
What, Pacquiao said thank you?
Oh, Mayweather.
What, today?
Today,
I didn't know that.
After they'd faced each other, whoever it was, I think Jim Gray or whoever it was who was asking Mayweather the questions that was beamed out to the arena, said, did Pacquiao thank you? Mayweather said, you know, I don't know, I didn't hear what he said, I wasn't listening. Was the words to that effect. I think Max Kellerman asked Pacquiao, did you thank him? And Pacquiao said something like, yes, like, thanks for making the fight, or, you know, and then he went on to say, like I said before, the fans deserve a good fight, that kind of thing. So again, I don't know if that's, I'm not sure you want to be saying thank you to your opponent.
I I'm probably not going to read too much into that, if I'm honest. Yeah, it was. It was a half an hour that I'll treasure, and I do just hope that tomorrow, that nothing happens tomorrow, that kind of taints that memory, because it was a wonderful experience today.
Yeah.
At the weigh-in. We both made perhaps what would be perceived as strange predictions many, many weeks ago. When the fight was at last confirmed, I said that Pacquiao would win a controversial decision. You declared that it would be a controversial draw. Are you going to move from that prediction right now, the day before the fight?
You know, I think Pacquiao may have won the hearts of the crowd at the weigh-in, but if anyone won the weigh-in in terms of looking prepared, focusing up for it was Mayweather. But you can't read too much of the weigh-ins, so I'm going to stick with my prediction of a controversial draw. But I think it's probably going to be controversial in the sense that Mayweather might make Pacquiao, you know, Mayweather could well make Pacquiao look foolish at times tomorrow. And based on how he looks at the weigh-in, you think, wow, actually, like, I was sort of, Freddie Roach was saying yesterday that he thought Mayweather was going to come out and try and knock Manny Pacquiao out early on in the fight, and I've seen the way he looked today. I'm sorry, instead of taking that with a pinch of the salt, I was thinking, or maybe he's actually going to go for a knockout. And if he goes for a knockout, he could well get one. But I'm sticking controversial draw.
It would
bet your house on it. Just as a caveat for people listening, don't bet anything based on my prediction. Don't trust me.
I must admit, I did come away from that weigh-in today thinking that Mayweather could be on the brink of doing something spectacular, in terms of he could unleash quite a, you know, one-sided beatdown on Pacquiao. However, I still, if I take a step back, I'm going to stick to my original prediction. Probably, in all honesty, because
you're committed to it now.
I've committed to it now. Yeah. And but I do genuinely, I think if it goes the distance, and it's not a landslide one way or the other, in terms of it's not absolutely obvious that one man's won, say, 11 rounds out of the 12 or something, I think it's going to be fascinating to see the scorecards. And there is something in me that tells me that if the rounds are close, they may be given to Manny Pacquiao. Pacquiao as well will throw a lot more punches. And in a close round, the guy that looks like he's thrown a lot more punches, even if they don't land, which is probably unfair, might be given the nod by the judges. So,
and with that crowd on his side cheering his every move,
exactly,
that, we've that seen actually it. Is a significant factor in the fight.
We've
that
seen
could,
it a lot.
If he doesn't get himself hurt, that could really
yeah.
help.
Yeah, I'm so excited, so excited to see this fight. And also, I mean, we just mentioned about Pacquiao saying thank you and perhaps losing the stare down and what have you. And he, you know, but I think there's a statistic that I've seen at some point this week, and there's a lot of statistics flying around, that Manny Pacquiao has only won, say won in inverted commas, about 15% of his stare downs in his entire career.
Has that been the last look away? Is that how you?
Yeah. In that, you know, he's so obviously we can't draw too much from that. He's very often turns away with a smile and everything else. And but I've never seen him enjoying himself quite so much. He's like I said.
You would think for a fight of this magnitude, because they talked about how much fun they've been having in training.
They've been having a ball, haven't they?
Yeah, the day before a fight this huge, and you're just coming in going, yes.
But the thing is, I tell you, the way that Manny Pacquiao looked today, when he was walking to the stage with his arms held aloft, that's exactly what I was feeling inside. He's almost as excited as me, but he's more outwardly excited.
That's how I was when I got through the crush at the door to get in. Yeah, yes. I made it. I'm alive.
But no, it's been a really good day, and you know, quite fitting, I think, that you know, it's come today, and you're starting to think, yeah, just maybe this will live up to all expectation, because expectation is so high.
Yeah, yeah. But we've been talking about this fight for so long, yeah. So in depth. You know, we've done, you know, 56 page special issue this week. We've got a 100 page special edition that came out a month ago. We've got an amazing fightofthecentury.co.uk microsite with so many articles and so much information on it. Yeah. Fight is still fascinating when we sit here now and go through the ins and outs of it, you know, how the fighters' demeanours have changed, what the camps have been saying, what we think is going to happen. It's actually, a lot of people have said, oh, it's 5 years too yet late, it's going to be a boring man with a pointless decision, and it might yet be, but there are so many different nuances to it, so many different things that could happen. I'm actually getting more and more interested by it as the minutes tick, as the countdown ticks down ever closer.
A lot of people are kind of fearing that it will end up being a rather one-sided points decision, and a dull one at that, or dull perhaps too in the eyes of the casual sports fan. But what if something even worse happens? Like their heads come together in the second round and it's a horrific cut, it's called off, it's a no contest. What do we do then? That's when things could get a little bit hairy in the crowd, isn't it?
What when everyone goes mental?
What if you've paid hundreds of thousands of pounds for a ticket?
If you paid £200,000 for your ringside seat and yeah, they accidentally nut each other, cut, pays off. Like, well, you better get in there for the undercard.
You make the most of it.
I don't know.
Just in case.
Is there insurance for this kind of thing?
I doubt it.
Well,
that's why we
should consult our sister publication, Insurance Times, to find out their take on this matter.
Yeah, so, no, but, I mean, I am. I'm optimistic that it'll be a good spectacle, but I think like you said there, it's not just a case of the last 6 weeks. It's almost the last 6 years we've been talking about this and kind of craving this, and it is that level of hope and desperation for something to come along. It's going to be very, very difficult though for it to live up to all that, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, but it's still underpinned by this wonderful feeling like now, yes, the fight finally is happening. Because on the first day we were out here, they had their grand arrivals. They weren't even in the same hotel. So, yeah, we saw Pacquiao in Las Vegas, and then we saw Mayweather in Las Vegas. We didn't see them in the same place at the same time, so you're a bit unsure. Is it going to happen? Why aren't we seeing him in the same room at the same time? A couple of days later, their press conference, yeah, and we saw them on the same stage, and again, they weren't really engaged with each other or the fight, very civil, not what you'd expect from a fight of this magnitude. So even as we're waiting, we're hearing hints of, well, problems that problems which have been resolved about the gloves being inspected, things like that, so we're not getting Glovegate 2. That was sort of bubbling under the surface yesterday, so the news is going to be a last minute hitch. And then until we had the weigh-in, you thought, who knows, you know, we knew that Pacquiao was weighing, what, 144 pounds a couple of days ago, coming in very light. Would Mayweather come in too heavy and sort of, and then it wouldn't be a unification title fight anymore. But now they finally both arrived at the arena, both made weight easily. Now, I'm certainly sitting back and thinking, wow, blimey, this fight is really happening. Mayweather and Pacquiao are really fighting each other.
It really is a core blimey governor moment. But what, I'm a bit concerned. I was a bit surprised by my feelings today when they went on scales and went head to head, and I nearly burst into tears. I mean, tomorrow, I mean, I might not be able to hold it together. I mean, what if they get in the ring and they do the face of, I'm just an emotional wreck.
Yeah, what's happened to you, Christy? This week has left you a broken wreck.
It's been...
You've invested just too much of yourself in this.
It's, do you know what? Las Vegas does funny things to people. But, you know, no, but in all seriousness, I think I was talking to you before, and it's been... I mean, we said it last week, we said it yesterday, it's been full on, but it's been a brilliant week.
I just think you had a nervous breakdown in round two. Don't worry, I'll jump in, at that moment I'll jump in and take over the live blog. Don't worry, my hand is steady. I kept it together for Frotch Groves, I can keep it together for this one. I think there might have been times, I'm sure there have been plenty of times where I've really lost my shit but managed to cover it up.
No,
I won't go into them now.
I think I'll be all right. I'm hoping I'll be all right. Okay, so yeah, that's probably more or less it. Oh, how was? Did you enjoy the food today?
You know what I did. You haven't lived till you've had two chicken burgers and washed it down with a plate of fish and chips. And then had a latte with an elephant's face drawn into the foam. I take back everything I said about the food here.
We are being treated
like kings. Within the media tent, we're being treated like kings.
Yeah, no.
Rough what? Outside, mate.
It was a good day. It was a good day. Listen, oh yeah, I'm getting all emotional again. Let's not do this breakdown in public.
Just save it for the last podcast. Where you can just get
but let it all out.
Yeah, just get on the microphone and scream.
Okay, listen. Thanks everybody for listening this week and for downloading the podcast. And we hope that you've enjoyed the podcast. We hope you've enjoyed the content we've been putting on the website. And we will be back tomorrow. More than likely, because we're expecting it could all get quite chaotic media-wise after the fight. So as long as we're not thrown out of the media tent early, as long as we've got time to sit down and just have a chat, we will do. So hopefully, all being well, we will speak to you after the fight of the century.